This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show.
Welcome to 3-Minute Mastery, condensed thoughts, learnings, ideas, and musings in 3 minutes or less. Thanks for popping in. Content marketing is a commitment to the continual creation, dissemination, and promotion of value-based material, whether educational or entertaining, for the purposes of building, cultivating, and upskilling or assisting or helping a loyal and growing audience over time. A lot of organizations and enterprise brands especially lack a true understanding of what content marketing actually is. And I've seen this time and time again. They hire teams and individuals to fill those teams, labeling them as content marketing functions or content marketers. And they start having them do sales enablement work. They start having them do email and social media and writing ad copy, different types of direct response, working with events teams to help with signage and all of these different marketing channels that are important aspects of the integrated marketing strategy, but in and of themselves are not content marketing. And so what content marketing actually means and what it is consistency on one channel in terms of the type and the purpose of a specific type of content done again and again and again to bring value to a specific target audience or avatar. By creating a content house, a library of educational material dedicated to providing value that is separate and discrete from the products or services you offer, you prove that you're in it for the right reasons by offering legitimate free insights, ideas, and information in exchange for nothing. And so as the creator economy continues to blossom and as online entrepreneurship and small businesses continue to grow online, the goal is to create a media brand, and the standard has gone way up for what constitutes great consumption experiences because your competition is no longer other people. Your competition is YouTube and Amazon Prime Video and Netflix. And what you're able to achieve when you build out a dedicated media property like that is long-term trust in the creator, which is you, but also in brand clout for the media property in and of itself. Over time, then you'll be able to leverage that brand for cash producing activities and even create a profit house that can provide substantial income from other avenues before you even ask for anything from your clients or start pushing products out, because the audience is the asset and you can sell audience. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.